Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The special election for NY26 is coming up this Saturday, starting Saturday, I should say. What are the expectations with this race coming up between Gary Dixon and Tim Kennedy?
Well, it's very important. The office, obviously, with all the crisis in the Middle East and all the things that are happening on a national level, it's very important that the people of the 26th Congressional District are represented in Washington. The district encompasses about half of Erie County and a good portion of Niagara County. So we're going to be very busy, hopefully, at the polls, both for early voting and on election day, as the people in the 26th Congressional District come out to cast their ballot for the favorite choice for their representative.
You mentioned a little bit of the extent of the NY26 Congressional District. How interesting is this race, especially with the number of voters within the district?
Well, it is very significant with the number of voters that we have in the district, encompassing a good portion of Niagara County and half of Erie County as well. The office has been vacant since Brian Higgins resigned, and it's very important with all the national attention that's going on that the representative of the 26th Congressional District be seated very shortly. That puts us at the Board of Elections at a very high task to go and make sure that we certify the ballot as quickly as possible and to get those results to Albany.
Now, I know it's not every year that we see a special election taking place in a month like April. Does that have an effect on voting in any way?
Well, it does. I think as we saw a decline of primary voting when it was switched from September to June, and then it took a while for the June primary to get up to the levels that we were when people were used to it in September. Having off-year elections at various times is very confusing sometimes to the voters, and that's why we rely a lot on the media to go and get out the attention of this. And of course, it is a very significant, very important race that we have. We hope that the turnout will be better than we've seen at the previous elections this year. We've had a number of elections, village elections. We've had the presidential preference primary. The one big difference is in this special election, it doesn't matter what your affiliation is. If you are a registered voter in the 26th Congressional District, you are eligible to vote. It is not closed to parties. Everyone who is registered to vote in the 26th Congressional District can go and cast their ballot either by an absentee or early mail ballot at the polls during early voting period, which starts on Saturday, or on election day, which is April 30th.
How hard or challenging is it to get people to vote at a time like this?
It is a large function of the candidates themselves and the parties to get out the vote for the various candidates. It is dependent a lot on the media attention that's given. You know, as I had stated previously, I believe that this is a very important election. It's important that Western New York be fully represented, not only with the two congressmen that are currently in there, but in the vacant seat as well. And it really depends on how much attention and how much focus can be given on this race. And certainly we're hoping for a large turnout in this district.
So once the April 30th special election comes and goes, what lies ahead for Gary Dixon in this case?
Well, Gary Dixon is currently the West Seneca town supervisor. If he succeeds in being elected for the congressional seat, he would obviously move on to Congress, and there would be a vacancy in the West Seneca supervisor race. If he is unsuccessful, he can continue to challenge for this seat in the general election, or he can proceed to go back to being West Seneca supervisor.
Very good. Ralph, is there anything else you want to add to our conversation that maybe we wouldn't touch base on?
If anybody has any questions with regard to whether you're eligible to vote, whether you reside within the 26th Congressional District, please don't hesitate to call the Board of Elections, both in Niagara County and Erie County, or visit our websites. We have a lot of information there, and copies of the ballots as well, and also the polling places which are available.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.